Hello and welcome to Bad, a show of cursed concepts. I am one half of your hosting party, Anna, the unfortunate snowman.
And I am the other half, a very spooky Gabe.
Yes, it is our Halloween episode, and I would be a spooky person, a spooky name, but for the unfortunate fact that it snowed last night, and now it feels far too much like winter.
It's
snowing, and it should not
here.
Be this cold. I don't like it. I don't think it should snow before Halloween.
No.
I think it very much shouldn't. I'm not ready.
One time when I was in college, there was an unexpected like snow snap in like the first week of October, so all the leaves were on the trees. So it knocked down like all of the power on all of campus, and it was very cold and no one had power for like 5 days.
I hate when it snows when it's not supposed to. Like, I don't know if I've ever experienced a snow as early as September, but I've definitely experienced a snow as late as May.
Same.
And that was not good.
No, like,
I hated it.
Snow is supposed to, like, November through maybe February.
Maybe. I would even settle for, like, post-Thanksgiving to pre-Valentine's Day. Like, I would settle for that narrow window of snow.
Post-Thanksgiving is too late. You gotta give the snow a little more chance to spread its wings.
Ugh, no. I'm a snow hater. I don't like it.
I'm snow neutral.
I don't like snow. Okay, that's fair.
My sister's like, my sister loves the snow.
Oh god, I don't understand. It just makes everything worse.
Wait, can I tell a funny childhood snow story?
Yes, please do.
So we were having a snowball fight with my father many moons ago. Mm-hmm. And it was me
many
and
many moons.
Yeah. It was me and my sister against him. And at one point he was chasing us and he tripped or something and he pulled a muscle in his thigh. So he's lying on the ground and he can't like move. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Go get your mom." So I went to get my mom and she was getting her snow stuff out and I came back out. And my sister had just started like first aid stuff in Girl Scouts, I think. Like, she was maybe 10 at the maximum. We were young. And she saw him lying in the snow, holding his thigh, and was like, "Can I get you an ice pack?" And everybody lost their shit. And she was like, "I was trying to be helpful. You're supposed to get ice packs for, like, torn muscles." And we were like, "Yep,
the
Hannah,
world is an
great
ice pack."
It was really cute. It's like, yeah, right impulse, wrong time.
The whole ground is an ice pack.
Yeah, like he's lying on a bed of snow. I think he's getting the ice pack effect.
Oh, good. Yeah, I don't know. I just... Winter is my least favorite season.
Yeah,
I
mean,
don't like it.
You're like, you're not invalid.
Well, thank you. I don't like being cold.
Warm.
I don't like the hassle that comes with trying to drive somewhere and you have to A, scrape off your car, B, make sure it starts, C, sometimes the doors are frozen, D, and you have to like let it warm up for a while before you go anywhere, otherwise it's bad for your engine. Ugh.
Yeah.
It's just, and everything's wet. And you go outside and you come back in and you're damp and everything.
Yeah,
numb.
It's like the
I have
whole...
a thing that happens where like my whole foot will not go numb, but one toe will go numb and stay numb for hours.
You interrupted my very good joke of it's like
I needed to tell you about my toe.
It's like the whole world is a wet ass pussy.
I am canceling the whole podcast.
Podcast over.
I am canceling your subscription to life.
You cannot
live anymore.
I cannot be canceled, it turns out, because I'm too strong.
Uh-huh. We'll find out when I drive all the way back to Chicago and fight you.
You wish you could fight me.
I could. That does not mean that I will win.
Like, that is true. Yes, you can absolutely
I can physically
fight
you.
We will see how it goes.
We'll let you guys know next week.
Place your bets
on
our fight.
Based on who survives. One of us will be leading the podcast, and you'll know which one of us lived.
Yeah, so there you go.
Oh, should we actually play something now?
Yeah. I'm going to start. I don't know what this is.
Oh, okay, fantastic.
But it is labeled as spoopy with a backslash over after it in my spreadsheet.
Okay, what's the backslash for? Just it's just there?
The backslash is for I'm bad at typing fast.
Nice. A good reason. Oh, jeez.
This is The Boys Are Back in Town, in parentheses, To Kill You by Jerry Terry.
I'm so worried.
You should be.
Oh, okay. It's just, is that a little orange? Or is it, oh, it's a pumpkin.
It's a pumpkin. It's a jack of lantern.
Listen, it's very small and my eyes are very bad.
It's a jack-o'-lantern on like a spoopy computer in a spoopy office.
Them boys.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh no, the boys.
They're getting warmer on it. Won't be long.
No, God.
To kill you.
I gotta run.
Oh shit.
Oh God, no. Oh no. Connection lost. Yeah. Now it's an evil pumpkin.
Now it is an evil pumpkin.
I'm so concerned about the boys.
Yeah, I mean, they're back in town. Kill you.
Ow, you're gonna kill me.
Yeah, it's very spooky.
Does it just keep going?
I think it does something else, to be honest, but I don't remember what.
Oh, now there's...
There are errors that say the boys
errors
are back.
Errors on the page. Not the boys. This is a jam, though.
I mean, it is a jam, except for also, you die.
Hey, you know what? If that's what it takes.
For anyone with anxiety, no, you will not die. Promise. From this song.
The boys are not coming to kill you.
Boys don't even know where you are. Anyways, there you go.
Wow.
Happy Halloween.
Happy spook. The boys are back in town. It's like... just adding like the spookiness at the end of it. It's like the boys are back in town to kill you.
Yeah, that is the boys' purpose in being in town,
just adding it right onto the end there.
Yeah,
let me tell you what I have.
Tell me what you have.
I have something
that
is arguably kind of spooky, kind of stupid. This was sent in by Alex the Bog Crow.
Okay.
Alex, local Bog Crow. Can't forget.
Yeah.
Local, organically sourced Bog Crow.
No.
And this is Beastie Boys Intergalactic, but it's Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr. Another William Morancy special.
William Morancy, we're coming for your kneecaps.
And here it is.
No, I hate it already.
It's fantastic.
I'm a good person. I don't deserve this.
Oh, You can't have a spooky episode without something Ghostbusters themed.
I mean, we could. Ghostbusters is a good movie, but is it a spooky movie? No.
It's not a spooky movie, but it's a movie that I would lump in with the Halloween movies.
I guess that's okay. Like, why? Why did it have to be the Beastie Boys? I'm a good person. I don't deserve this.
I'm in favor of just putting a Beastie Boys song on every other song.
No. I'm screaming.
I'm dancing.
If I danced, I would knock my whole setup over. It's more
Yeah, that's fair. Maybe it's more. You dance really smallly.
It's more precarious than normal in honor of Halloween. I decided to put myself in danger.
Happy Halloween! I'm in danger.
Yeah.
I almost wore my new spooky earrings in favor of Halloween.
In favor of?
Well, in honor of, that's the word I'm trying to think of.
Okay.
As soon as I said it, I knew that A, it was wrong, and B, you would call me out on it.
Listen. To the song.
But anyway.
Sorry, yes, new spooky earrings.
Well, I got new spooky earrings. And they're little, like, cleaver knives that have, like, a little blood on them.
Love it.
Very spooky. I almost wore those to record, but then I was like, oh, wait a minute. You can hear dangly earrings when I record.
True.
Because I move around and they clank and make a little noise.
They do. Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, what I meant.
They should have mixed Intergalactic with Bustin.
No, that would have been more chaotic than it needed to be.
That would have been the death of Gabe.
Like, honestly. I'm out here trying to live my best life, and you're out here trying to get me dead. Not a very spooky prank.
The ultimate Halloween prank, trying to get you dead.
The screen right now says I'm not making a video for this part. I don't want to get age restricted.
Yeah. Because for the past, you know, however many minutes the song has been going, it's just been a mashup of both music videos. It ends so abruptly. Ah, so there you go. Thank you.
Thanks,
Alex, local bog crow.
I fucking guess. I have a thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is my thing.
I'd love to see it. Oh, no. I take it back. I don't want to see it.
Yeah, this is a very spooky song called Beasts by Treats for Beasts.
Beasts.
Which is one of those things. I've had this on the list for Halloween for... basically since we started the podcast. The video is from 5 years ago. I don't know many people who know it, and then suddenly it's all over TikTok.
Oh, well, and that's how, like, these things are.
Let me have anything. This is a very spooky song.
I'm ready.
Enjoy yourself. That was the planet.
Okay. Planet.
Yeah. Spooky, I know. Very existential spooky. Dread.
You're right.
Of space.
That's the real am the Halloween beast horror. That the meat. Now that they're dead, you can sink in your teeth. I am the beast that grows the wheat.
I make bread to eat it with meat. I am the beast that makes the fleece. Keeps you warm, keeps out fleas. I am the beast that handles deeds.
Yeah.
I am the beast that keeps things clean. Give it a shine. Give it a sheen. I am the beast that keeps the beat. Shake those hips.
Oh, man.
Let me see. I am the beast that keeps
I don't
the
like
beat.
The overenthusiastic eye.
Yeah, the overenthusiastic reach. Don't fix your problem. I is a lot of it. I and the beasts that chops down trees to put here for us. The beasts are also unsettling looking. I am the beast that sails the seas. We find new wines to clean for the beasts.
I am the beast that must compete. It's so much fun to put it's a so ominous. I am the beast that makes degrees. As long as I smile, I can treat them like sheep. I am the beast that loves to teach. Work on your minds while you work on the street. I am the beast that shines to be. I make you think that you need to be me. I am the beast with your disease. I make them look nice before they go underneath. I am the beast that sports the beast. I'm so unsettled. So we have more
beasts. Yeah. Yeah, it's like extremely cursed.
I'm terrified. Oh no.
You watch the video, there's an animated boob here, but I think we're all mature enough to cope with it.
There is. And is that
the beasts are multiplying.
Milk.
No, those are little baby beasts wrapped in blankets.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Oh, they look like little milk bottles.
There you go. Cursed, unsettling, spooky, bad.
I am unsettled.
Yeah. As well you should be.
God. That gave me the same, like, unsettled fight or flight reflex as when I watch Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared for the first time.
Good, that's what it's meant to do.
I'm tense. I feel like I have to run away.
Good. Welcome to the podcast. We make you
I don't
tense.
Be here. Okay.
Yes.
I have a video for you.
Oh.
That is because basically all I have been doing recently is watching Star Trek.
Excellent. Good choice.
Thank you. So I have this for you.
Oh God, I love this.
Entitled Jonathan Frakes Tells You You're Wrong for 47 seconds.
I love this video. I watch it once a month.
I love all of them. The ones where he's like, tells you you're wrong, tells you you're right, interrogates you.
Yeah.
It's false. No way. Not this time. We created it. Not this time. No.
No.
Not this time. It's
no.
It's pure fiction. It's fiction. It's fiction.
It's fiction.
We made it up. We made this one up. It's a made up tale. It's a total fabrication. It never happened. It never happened.
Jonathan Frakes gaslights you for 40 seconds.
Yeah.
It never happened. It never happened.
It never happened. It's a fake. It's fiction. It's an urban legend that never happened.
It never happened.
No way. We
no
got
way.
You. Not a chance. Not this time. It never happened. It never happened. We made this one up. It's fiction. We made up this one. We made it up. Not this time. Wrong.
Wrong.
I like how you can tell that these are from different episodes because his hair and facial hair is different, but they really did only have two outfits for him on that whole show the whole time it lasted.
I know. They're like, welcome to the set, Jonathan. Pick outfit one or outfit two.
Your options are black shirt, black suit, or less attractive tan jacket, light brown pants, blue shirt. And he was like, I'll take black on black, like almost every time.
Yep. I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
That's basically all I wear is black on black.
That's because you're emo.
You're right. You're not wrong.
Okay. I would like to take a moment.
Take a moment.
To issue an apology.
Okay.
To my friend and co-host.
Okay.
I did miscorrect you last time.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay. So cryogenics is the study of things that are cold in general and includes cryonics, but cryonics is the specific study of like freezing dead people and bringing them back, and it isn't a real science because it doesn't work.
it is like it's only half of a real science, which makes it not a real science.
Yeah, the half is we can freeze people most of the time.
Yeah, half the science is we can freeze people, sometimes not very well, and we'll just leave it to the future scientists to figure out how to bring them back.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oops, sometimes we don't temperature regulate it right, and their brain cracks to pieces. But, like, that's a risk you take when you do bad science, you know?
It is. I've actually been reading a book about cryonics published. It was published back in the 60s, so it's already old and outdated.
Yeah.
But literally the entire book is basically saying, this scientist saying, hey, we can't do all of it now, but you know what we can do mostly now is freeze people. And like he literally says many times, like, we don't need to worry about thawing people because we can just let the future scientists figure that out. And I'm like, sir.
Yeah, it hasn't worked out great.
That's not how these things work.
Some of these companies have gone bankrupt and they've just been like, so what'd you do with the bodies? And they're like, eh, we just kind of left them. It's fine.
Yeah, it's okay. We can just leave it.
Like, no.
It's fine.
Who's paying the electricity? No one. Oh, okay.
Ridiculous.
Gross.
So they're just thawing and nasty.
Yeah, correct. Okay, I have a thing.
Yes.
I don't know why it autoplayed. This is a video of one of those friendly deer in that park in Japan. Coming up.
Now, are they just all in one park?
Do you not know about this?
Maybe I don't.
There's a park, you can buy these little crackers to give to the deer, and the deer, like, bow their heads for crackers, and you give them crackers.
How nice.
It's, like, a really wholesome thing. This is these people's experience with one of the deer.
Okay.
It's deer approaches.
Oh my god.
You're like, that's an okay deer noise.
Like, it sounds like a creaky door.
Yeah. And then just puts its head back and
oh no. Is that the noise that deer make?
Apparently. Apparently they can just scream like a man.
Jesus Christ.
And the deer's
I love
like,
these
okay,
people just losing their minds for the rest of the video.
Would you not be losing your mind?
I absolutely would.
That was short and sweet, but I feel like deer screaming is spooky enough for a Halloween episode.
We have a lot of deer here, but...
Yeah, deer here?
Deer here, yes. But we don't, like, I don't interact with them enough to actually know what they sound like. Because I just sort of, you know, slam my brakes in the middle of the road because there's deer crossing the road. That's just literally mostly the limit of my interaction with deer. I don't get to hear their apparently terrifying screams.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Deer make bad noises. I know that. I know that much. Girl Scouts.
Deer noises equal bad.
They do, which is why I included it on our podcast where the theme is bad.
Oh, fantastic. See, that's good thinking. That's smart.
Thank you. I'm a smart cookie.
You are. All right. I have this song for you, which honestly, at this point, I feel like I can't make a full segment out of it,
okay.
But it's becoming a recurring theme
okay.
of the theme is just, let's see what monstrosity Neil Cicerega has for us today.
Jesus Christ.
So this is song 7.
Uh-huh.
From his new album, Mouth Dreams.
Uh-huh.
And it's called Ribs. And I thought, before I clicked on it, that it was going to be a Neilism of Ribs by Lord.
Yeah.
It is not that.
Okay. Lay it on me. This is exactly what I expected, actually. Fuck.
I'm glad that you're expecting it, because I was not.
Okay, this song is fucking haunted, though.
Oh, man.
How do I... Oh, Jesus Christ. I have to leave immediately. I have to cancel the podcast, actually. No! Fuck.
Oh, I'm losing my mind again.
I have to cancel the whole podcast. No more podcast, no more anything. This is the last time we will ever speak goodbye. God.
Oh, goodbye.
Oh,
man.
Why? Why would you do this?
Oh, there's so many things in this one song.
It's, yeah.
Too many, one might say.
Like, yes. God.
I'm dancing in a very cursed way.
I believe you, Jesus Christ. No. No. No.
I forgot about that.
God, and the fucking background is Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Like, I'm dying. This song gave me mesothelioma, and I'm entitled to compensation.
Oh my goodness. I'm, like, crying.
Jesus Christ. I'm in hell. This is hell.
Oh, my ears.
Yeah.
Oh, Neil has finally done it. He's killed us.
I mean, I feel like I've been dead inside for far longer than Neil has been around. How old is Neil?
I don't know. Do a Google.
I'm gonna. I suspect we're the same age, to be honest. Okay, he's like 6 years older than me. This is nightmare fuel.
I know. Oh my god.
Like, what? Imagine trying to explain this song to, like, someone from the fucking 1800s.
Oh god. I think they would just perish immediately.
I think I would perish immediately. I think they would walk away from me because they would think I was, like, insane.
Uh-huh.
Which is valid, because this song has stripped me of the little remaining sanity I had left.
There is now zero sanity left.
Yeah, I was already stripped by most of my sanity this morning by me texting my therapist and being like, hey, are we still meeting today? And him being like, can we meet later than usual? Like, maybe at 2? Our appointments have been at 2 for the past 5 years.
Oh no.
And I was like, am I?
Wait a minute.
One of us is wrong and I don't think it's me.
Oh god, that's terrible.
No, I'm being gaslit by my own therapist.
Oh, and now you're gonna need to tell your therapist about this experience.
I will absolutely not.
You.
I don't wanna here's the thing, he'll go listen to it because he's like a millennial and I don't wanna do that. This is no. Killing Me Softly by Roberto.
No.
I don't know how to say that like a non
Roberto?
Yeah, like how do white people say it?
I got you with my white people experience. It's Roberta.
Roberta Fleck, but you're about to be killed by King August.
No.
That really did just, I was like, I don't know how white people say this. This is apparently an anime meme. I don't know the meme and that the video is referencing, but the song fucking made me laugh. So, you know. Like, it's some anime serial killer that people are hot for.
Is the Roberta Fleck a cover?
No, isn't that who it's by?
Hold on.
I'm Googling it.
We both start Googling.
Yeah, she was the original.
Oh, okay. Then I've been listening to a different version.
There are like 10,000 versions of this. When does the background come back? Because I know it does.
Oh, I know the Lauryn Hill version.
Oh. I swear to God, there's more. I heard he sang a good
song. I heard he had a song. Oh no. And so I hate the screams in the background.
That's what makes it spooky. Yeah, this is the only version I know. And there
he was, this young boy. It's good. A stranger to my eyes, strumming my hair. No.
Singing my life with Like, who made this? Even if it's for an anime meme, why were you like, this song, and we're just gonna have people like screaming and sobbing in the background, and that's gonna be very cool, a very cool anime meme for other anime fans. But there were like 5 different versions of this. Like, it's like a legit anime meme. I don't know. I'm a weeb, but I'm not that kind of weeb.
Of like this song with the about to be killed part?
Or like the same anime boy from the beginning as the picture. And it's like, I don't get it, but that's fine.
I don't make understand.
I'm not that kind of weeb.
Oh no. I love that it just comes out of nowhere.
Oh no!
Like, there's, I get like... lulled into a sense of security, it's just the song, and then all of a sudden there's gunshots.
There's not like steady background angst.
Yeah.
It's just like song for a while, and then it's like, oh right, the song, this had a theme.
Oh yes, people are dying. Oh, of course.
Of course.
Sorry, I forgot. See, now it's just like, okay.
Wait, speaking of weeb news.
Okay.
A manga that I've always really liked that had a really shitty, like, 2-episode anime in the 90s is inexplicably getting a new anime next year.
I see. What is it?
Tokyo Babylon. It doesn't matter. I'm losing my fucking mind over it.
I'm glad.
I went in, like, full weeb mode this morning.
I hope it's good.
It's not gonna be, but it doesn't matter.
Well, I hope it's better than the other one.
Like, yeah, like that whole series, it's that, and then there's a show called X, or a manga that they didn't finish, and they made a movie and a show, and the movie has nothing to do with either the anime or the manga, and the anime also doesn't really, but it's wild. They can't decide what they're doing. But yeah, just some gentle screams. But it's like, it can be terrible, and I'm still going to be like, my boys, and start crying.
Yeah, that's understandable. I do that quite often.
Yeah.
My boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Well,
I'm going to drink some water because my throat sounds like
ASMR
ass.
Killing.
You're welcome.
It's just what I needed on a Monday.
It's spoopy.
It's spoopy.
Spoopy, scary, skelly, man.
I have this for you, which we don't have to listen to the whole thing, but we can just get a feel for it in the beginning. This was sent in by, I believe, Eli, whose name you did pronounce correctly. That's the whole name.
Okay.
Because I believe last time you were concerned whether it was Eli or Ellie, but I believe Eli is the correct pronunciation.
Excellent. Thank you for clarifying, Eli.
Yes. And this is the... original Karma Mansion, which when I listened, I feel like I've maybe heard this before.
I have. It's not.
But I did listen to it, and I was like, that definitely sounds like way different from the Karma Mansion that I'm used to.
Yup. It's a, it's an experience.
Here it is.
Like, it just sounds like you're listening to it in slow-mo.
Yeah.
Like when you play stuff slow on TikTok so you can like add extra dance moves, that's what it feels like.
Like
like it's still a jam.
It's still a jam, but it's just weird.
I'm finger dancing. But, like, also it sounds like there are real fucking words in it now.
I know, and it sounds like an actual human voice making the words.
Correct.
It's so slow.
Yeah, it is very fucking slow.
And I also did not know that this song was in Swedish because I couldn't hear a single syllable in the original. Well, not the original, the one that I'm used to.
I did know that it was Swedish, but I don't know why I knew that.
Oh god, this part.
It's painful. Like, can you imagine trying to do the fucking dance to this? You would look like a fool.
Don't mind me as I attempt to do the dance in my closet. It's so slow.
It is very slow.
It's like uncomfortably slow. I feel like a robot.
It's uncomfortably slow like a robot?
I feel like a robot because I'm like doing the moves like slower and with like more precision.
I get you. Okay.
Oh gosh. All right. God. That's good for Carmel Dancer.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eli. Thank you for bringing that to my attention.
Thank you, Eli. It has been not enough time since I last heard this, and
we have now rectified that.
Thank you for inflicting it upon me. No brain cells is what I have.
Me too.
It's time again for everybody's favorite segment.
Yes.
Spooky. Okay, welcome to our final episode of Spooky. Because the month of Halloween is almost over. I have three bad scary movies for you today.
Oh my goodness.
And we were also sent in a couple of bad movies by, I think, a couple of you, which I'm going to sprinkle on the Twitter, so... Look out for my Twitter sprinkles. That sounds awful. none of these are good or like spooky, but they're fun to watch in various ways. The first is called Circle, not The Circle. The Circle is like a real movie with real actors. Circle stars no one. There's no one in it. There's like 50 actors. Half of them don't even get named. More than half of them don't get named. And it's the premise of this movie is aliens are trying to find out about human behavior, and they suck a bunch of people up into the world, into like a room, and you're in a room and you're in a little circle and you can't move off of it or you die, and you have to like vote people out.
Oh, I think I've heard you talk about this before.
It's god awful. It is a terrible movie. I had so much fun watching it. Like, irredeemable. The writing's bad, the acting's bad, the premise is nonsense, but like, it's enjoyable.
Like something I would like to watch.
Like, yeah, I did have fun with it. Movie number two is called, I think it's called Satanic. I screenshotted it. Yeah, it's called Satanic. This is the one I was trying to find that I think I talked to you about, where it's some friends on their way to Coachella and they're in LA to do true crime tourism and they get caught and there's like a time loop and the whole thing. It's really stupid.
Yeah.
It has the girl who is the older daughter in Modern Family in it. So there are some people you might recognize. She's not bad. Like, the acting isn't terrible, but the plot is motivated by nothing. Like, nobody makes a real human choice. Every single choice, you're like, now, why did you do that? And they're like, nah, I don't know. Like, why would you go into this spooky place? And they're like, nah, I don't know. Like, the whole fucking thing. It's got a couple of jump scares, I think. It's got some, like, moments that are kind of spooky. A lot of them are stupid. There's, like, a moment where, like, there's, like, a dead bird or something, and you're supposed to be like, ah, scary, but it's like, you have to try a little harder at this point in the movie.
Ah, scary.
Like, yeah, it's not good. 0 out of 10. Did I have fun watching it, though? Yes, I did. And our last one for the season is Escape from Tomorrow.
Ah.
Which is that movie that dumb director did.
Of course, I know exactly what you're talking about.
He's like no one. He hasn't made a real movie. And it was the one that they shot like secretly in Disney World and Disneyland. And the only thing that they did use to promote it was like, oh, Disney's going to shut them down. But like, Disney doesn't give a fuck. They're making too much money. and it doesn't really make sense as a movie. The timeline's really fucked. And it's like, is this real life happening? Is this purgatory or hell or something? It's It's very bad. It's in black and white for artistic reasons, which is just irritating. I think it's honestly in black and white for natural lighting purposes, but like,
oh my god, he, wait, what's it called again?
Escape from Tomorrow. It's very bad. And I hate every minute of it. It fills me with intense rage, but like in a fun way. It does, however,
I always love a fun, intense rage.
It does, however, have a like flu element. There is a thing called the cat flu that is happening in the world at that point.
Cat flu?
Yeah, which is not
a
thing.
Turn people into cat boys?
No. No, get out. So if that's something you want to avoid right now because of the state of the world, that's valid, but at most you see a couple people like coughing and sneezing, I think. It's nothing. Oh, no, you definitely see the main character, like, shitting himself for a while. It's a bad movie, and I hate it. And if you don't actually want to watch it, Jenny Nicholson does a really good in-depth video on why it's terrible, which I watched after I watched it, and probably could have saved some time just not watched it. But it's good if you like to be angry. So that's it. Yeah. That's it for spooky. I hope you watch some bad spooky movies this year.
Three bangers to watch.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Very good recommendation.
That was the sound of me flying away on bat wings.
Oh, good. That's what I thought.
Okay.
We're putting in our own special effects now.
Yeah. I do all the Foley. Okay.
It's very good Foley. We can't afford an actual Foley person.
Thank you. I've been practicing. Oh my
God. Do you just stand in the middle of your room and go...
Yeah, I make those noises at my dog all the time to see how he'll react, and mostly he just looks at me like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I don't know, man.
I wish I knew.
I do wish I knew.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you for the spooky.
You are so welcome.
I have this. It's kind of spooky. Not really. This is the Immigrant Song cover in Old Norse.
Okay.
It's a bardcore, but the lyrics are actually in Old Norse.
Excellent. I'm ready.
It's a lot.
Lay it on me.
I absolutely will.
Okay. No. I hate it already.
I love it.
I cannot believe you would do this to me. Me, a good person.
This may, the end result may be cursed, but listen, I respect his craft.
I do too. It's just like, oh my god, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like part of it is just like the melody with the words feels like such a disconnect.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, oh, I am experiencing cognitive dissonance.
And then this part.
This part is extremely cursed. Ooh, my elbow just cracked really badly.
I heard that.
Yeah, I was gesturing emphatically and my body went, bitch.
Bitch, time to break.
You know what? Because you're inflicting this on me, I no longer feel bad about sending you that cursed text I sent you earlier.
Oh, God.
That
was the first thing I saw when I woke up this morning. Fuck you.
I sent out that very cursed text, and I will not apologize.
Do you want to explain what it was?
It was 2 in the morning, to be fair. There is a song by... the band, oh god, I just forgot what they're called. American Murder Song,
yeah.
Which is the guy who did Rebo the Genetic Opera and a friend of his. And they do, like, American folk songs, like, murder folk songs, and they mix them up. Mm-hmm. And there's one about that real-life serial killer, Lavinia something, who killed a bunch of people at her tavern, called Pretty Lavinia. And I was up all night, and I somehow fell into the Magnus Archives TikTok hole of Catboy Elias. God. And it's the same number of syllables, so I was like, it's a song, like a parody song.
A parody Lavinia song of Pretty Lavinia.
But with
the words Cowboy Elias. And I woke up and that was the first thing I saw. And I just sort of like put my phone down and rolled over. And I was like, no.
This is the risk you run when you become friends with me. Okay.
This is what I have to deal with on a daily basis. Y'all don't know the suffering that I endure.
You real don't. Okay. This one is medium cursed, I would say.
Okay.
Because it's like, it's cool and it's kind of sweet what they chose. But it's also kind of like hellish, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
This is the first computer to ever sing. It was an IBM computer and they made it sing Daisy.
I'm sure that it will be terrifying, but I will love it.
It's like, it is good and it's also spooky. It was 1961, apparently. There's an intro, but I don't remember where it starts, so we're just gonna deal with the intro too.
I like this at the beginning.
Yeah.
Setting the spooky mood.
Vocals were programmed by John Kelly and...
Good job, John Kelly.
Carol Lockbaum. And...
And Carol Lockbaum.
The accompaniment was programmed by Max Matthews. Like, this part's jaunty and kind of fine. Like, it's still got, like, like spooky old vibes. But it's, like,
spooky old vibes.
Okay. I don't even remember how I found this. I need to sleep more. Like, in the middle of the night. Like, it's cool. And it's sweet.
Yeah.
But it also scares the fuck out of me. Like, imagine walking around like an office late at night and you just hear this.
Yeah, I'm imagining like one of these computer technicians, like, after the lights are all out and they're, you know, walking around these old ass computers in the middle of the night trying to go home, and then it just boots up and starts singing. And then you
like,
just
run
for your life. Terrifying.
It's got spooky vibes.
It also just makes me think of the Louis Zong song, Hello World, the little tiny cute computer.
I like that one.
I love Hello World. It's very wholesome.
Pretzels are the same. We are pretzels.
Yes. I am about to inflict on you something very bad, so prepare yourself.
I will gird my loins.
Please do. You'll need it.
Consider my loins girded.
So this was sent in by Nick, currently trapped in the ape zone.
No.
Sounds like not a fun place to be trapped in.
No.
And this is one of the worst things I've heard in a while.
Okay.
It's called Fanboy Chum Chum Style.
Oh.
And,
I don't I'm a good person. I pay my taxes.
I really have no other explanation to give this other than it's just really bad.
Just make it go.
Here it is.
Okay.
Fanboy Chum Chum Style.
Oh.
Yeah.
I watch Fanboy Chum Chum every day, it is so funny. I go to the store and I got all of my money. I bought all of the candy and I bought
all
the ice cream.
I have to politely excuse myself and go perish.
Fanboy Chum Chum every day, I got the brain freeze. I'm so happy and a brain freeze.
Like, why is this happening to me?
Because our lovely listeners like to send us things like this.
Are we in hell?
Maybe.
Is there a circle of hell where it's people who claim to like you send you bad things to listen to?
Yeah.
That's the circle of hell you're always in because you're friends with me.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is. That circle of hell just includes the whole world.
Yeah.
We're already in that circle of hell.
We are. And we can only get lower.
Oh, God, you're right.
I'm gonna limbo my way into hell.
That's a good image.
Yeah. Why? Why are there 2 minutes left?
I don't know. I know nothing. Zero things about Fanboy Chum Chum.
Like, also so same. I know just I know enough to be, like, are. Witnessing this happen.
But it's managing to do enough psychic damage to slowly kill me to death.
I am dying.
Why is there so much emphasis on brain freeze?
I guess they like Slurpees. That's what it looks like.
Oh. Now it's just like drawn fan art of the characters. In MS Paint.
Why? Why?
Fanboy Chum Chum style.
I'm suffering.
Chum Chum style. Oh.
I'm also suffering.
What is that?
Bad fan art. God, that's
just
the worst thing about
blob.
About being a creative person.
Uh-huh.
And by that I mean a fanfiction writer.
Uh-huh.
Is that one time I got not great fan art.
Oh.
And I didn't want to, like, make the person feel bad. And, like, of course I was happy to get something.
Yes.
But they were like, would you link it to your story? And I was like, I don't actually link anything to my stories. And they were like, it would mean a lot to me. And I was like, no, sorry.
Sorry.
I'm like, I know it's a process and everyone's improving. And, like, I understand that.
Yes.
But, like,
Oh, man.
Fanboy Chum Chum style.
I no longer have the will to go on.
No, that murdered me in cold blood. Okay, I'm gonna squeeze one more thing in before we gotta call it quits.
Cool. I'm ready.
This is probably exactly what you think it's gonna be.
Uh-huh. Oh.
I'm not
every day.
I'm not even saying it, we're just gonna deal with it.
Day I suffer.
This is, like, especially bad.
Oh, man. This is very cursed.
Like, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, the whistle.
You're welcome. That was All Star, but it's This Is Halloween by the Chewinator.
Oh, Jesus.
At least it's short.
Yeah, at least
you know,
we didn't have to.
You know, if I could have found the whole song, I would have inflicted it upon you.
I know you would have.
Goddamn. All right.
They probably couldn't make the whole song. They were like, this is enough.
Yeah, like they would lose their will to finish.
Yeah. Oh, man. Wow. Well, this has been an extremely cursed episode.
This has
Thank
been
you.
The Halloween presentation of your favorite podcast, Bad.
Yes. I hope it's your favorite podcast.
I've decided it is.
We have decided without a doubt this is your favorite podcast. Sorry about all those other podcasts you like. This one's your favorite.
It's just be like that. If you want to send us some cursed stuff, we have an email and it is badcursedconceptspodcast@gmail.com.
It sure is. And if that's too long to remember, we have it pinned in our pinned tweet. Our Twitter is @badcursed. So if you go there, you should be able to find the email. And we also put out episode reminders. We retweet just regular cursed things that happen on Twitter.
Like the combination
voice on
fucking
there.
fucking KFC and Sephora. Yeah, like that.
Yeah. That was pretty bad.
That was awful. Cursed.
And just come say hi.
And we're also part of a podcasting network now, which is Common Unity Media. And
it sure is.
If you want, there's a Patreon. You can join the Patreon, and there are cool perks like hanging out with us, mm-hmm. AMAs.
Yes.
I think we're going to play Among Us. Like, it's going to be cool.
So if you want to come join our Patreon, toss some dollar bills our way, that's commonunity.media. And then you should be able to find our show, find my other show, Glass Letters. Find the D&D Actual Play podcast, Roll for Chaos. We got a lot of cool stuff on there.
We do.
Look at us go.
We're doing great. Anyways, I have been a very spooky Gabe.
I have been unfortunate snowman Anna.
And for today's Jesus, stop it. For today's
Jesus.
Yep. For today's surprisingly blessed content, this is another Louis Zong piece because it's appropriate.
Yay. I was hoping you'd do this one.
This is Ghost Choir.
Yay.
And we will see you when we see you. It'll be next week.
We will see you when we see you. Yeah.
This show is brought to you by Common Unity Media. Fun people, fun podcasts, fan-funded. Find more great shows at our website, commonunity.media. Thank you so much for listening.